I went to college. I went to UCLA for 4 years where I learned how to smoke dope. But the only thing was I could never roll decent joints because we used to be up in my room and I used to roll the joints that would explode about halfway through. Because we can't be saying, yeah, Franklin, man, you know, I told a girl, man, that I'm going to be straight with her, man. I don't lie because I'm a free real dude. Who rolled this? A Vietnam veteran, man. Where are you, Franklin? And I used to get high with this dude named Trey. Trey was a brother who would do anything to get high. He'd only ask one question before he'd try it. You come to Trey, say, Trey, you want to try some LSD, man, mixed with cyanide and antifreeze? Will my dick still get hard? Yeah, it will. All right, I'm game. See, because Trey was what we used to call a cockhound. I'll give you a little explanation. In the white community, the word cock means the male sex organ. In the black community, the word cock means the female sex organ. See, now I learned that the hard way. Because I went into a shower with these three white guys, and I said, yeah, man, I need me some cock. They looked at me, boy. All alone am I, ever since your goodbye. And we'd party, you know, you go to a hippie party, a white party, you see, and like the lights are all on, everybody's up there going, far out. Is Beaver Cleaver coming tonight? No? Oh, what a bummer. Well, you turn on the lights at a black party, dude. Say, hey, turn that light off, nigga. This ain't no lineup. It's really something to watch the college brothers rap to girls at parties, and because they'll say anything to try to get over. So what you into, baby? Psychology? Wow, I got a mind. And you can tell when a dude has bad breath because the girl will always be blinking. Oh, really? You must have left it at home next to your mouthwash. And the thing was, like, when I go to a party and I see a dance step on the floor that I didn't know what to do, I had to run to the restroom to practice. For about 10 minutes, I stand there, boom, boom, boom. And then just before I'd leave, I'd flush the toilet so the people waiting outside wouldn't look at me weird when I walked out, you know? Say, what's wrong with this dude? He didn't flush the toilet, man. I ain't going in there. And what we'd do is we'd go to the hamburger stand after each party. We used to go to this hamburger stand called Fat Burgers in the black community. We used to go there, order a double king chili cheese every Friday, then I'd go home and blow the covers off my bed. And the thing was, we had these two little Chinese guys working behind the stand, see, in the black community. These cats were right off the boat. They'd be wrong. You say, let me have some chili, man. Chili, chili. Look through the little pocket dictionary, chili, oh, chili, you know. And they were masochists because some of the rough thugs in the neighborhood would just talk about them and give them trouble. What you want, Black? Stay in the car, man, I get it for you. I still got some money left over from that bank job. Say, Hop Sing. How much your double king chili cheese bacon burgers, man?
Oh, what? What?
I said, how much are your double king chili cheese bacon burgers, man?
What? What? I still not clear.
Oh, maybe if I straighten out your eyes, you'll understand.
Oh, $1.30. Coming very clear now.
Yeah, well, put a lot of bacon on mine, all right? I love bacon, Franklin. I don't eat no pork, though. Then like a punker come up to the...
Hop Sing, let me have a little cheeseburger and a Coke. Excuse me, man, do you have...
Say, man, keep your hands off me, all right?
I didn't mean to offend you. I just wanted to know if you had...
Say, man, I told you to keep your goddamn hands off me. Now, if you touch me again, I'm going to have to get in your ass. And not the way you want me to. Shit. always a couple high dudes who would come to the hamburger stand. They'd have the marijuana munchies down on them, boy. They'd be hungry, ready to eat anything. Hop Sing, let me have 40,000 cheeseburgers, man. Well, college was an interesting time because I was there when all the brothers were trying to go back to Africa and get off into African culture. So in the community, they had an ominous word, the community. I'm going to the community. I hope you come back alive. They would have Swahili lessons on the radio that you would listen to, you see, but they'd never teach you anything practical to say. They teach you how to say things like, your teeth are dirty.
Brother Bwana Josiah Kambulu with today's Swahili lesson. Your teeth are dirty. Azalapoto nekika. Your teeth are dirty. Azalaponko your teeth.
Who you gonna tell that to? You be walking down the street, the cat come up to you. Hey, Bonnie Gani Franklin, how you doing? Hey, Joe, is that like kite? Like butu.
Fuck you, man. I brushed my teeth this morning.
And like some of the big black dudes on campus would intimidate the little white students, or some of the white students, they butt in front of line during registration time. You know, they just walk up to him, get back, whitey. Step up there, white guy just stand there. Nice guy, isn't he? They've been oppressed, you know, we've got to make allowances. I tried that one time, jumped in front of a dude, get back, whitey. Jumped in front of the only white dude in the school who wasn't afraid of niggas. Boy, talk about tap dancing. White dude started intimidating me. Get back, nigga. Sure, sure. And we used to have hippie professors, some of the more radical professors, long haired. They were so anti-establishment. Hey, far out, like, wow, like, you all don't have to really, we're not going to go through all that other bullshit. No, we're not going to do that. There's not going to be any tests in my class, not going to be any assignments, no reading, no books. Just come to class nude. Grades will be based on genital size. Basketball players used to always get A's. There was this one basketball player, I never will forget him. He, really big, you know, his dick used to hang in the water when he'd sit on the toilet. One time he flushed it before he got up, he went. Took five of us to pull him out, boy.